Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
St. John is considering that famous passage in the Gospel, "Thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly." This is how St. John sermonizes on that passage. "Our Lord," he says, "so sets for the doer of virtue a great and august assemblage of spectators, and what he desires, that very thing he bestows on him in great abundance. For what, saith he, dost thou wish? Is it not to have some to be spectators of what is going on? Behold, then, thou hast some, not angels, nor archangels, but the very God of all. And if thou desire to have men also as spectators, neither of this desire doth he deprive thee at the fitting season, but rather in greater abundance does he afford it thee. For if thou shouldst now make a display, thou wilt be able to make it to 10 only, or to 20, or we will say maybe even 100 persons. But if thou takest pains to lie hid now, God himself will then proclaim thee into the presence of the whole universe. Wherefore, above all, if thou wilt have men see thy good deeds, hide them now, that then all may look on them with the more honour, God making them manifest, and extolling them, and proclaiming them before all." My brothers and sisters, in this short excerpt from his homily, St. John speaks in what we might consider a condescending way. And I don't mean that term in the negative sense, a pejorative sense, as we so often use it. But the saint, rather like God himself, condescends to our own weak perceptions and speaks in a way that will stir us to action. St. John knows that his hearers, like so many of us alive in the world today, are driven by a desire, a worldly desire pervasive in our culture, that men are driven to be recognized, that men are driven to have their works seen. Indeed, it is so often the case that if a person's works are not seen, not spoken of, not perceived, then they might as well not have been done at all. Such is the view of our world today. And there are very few people who escape the clutch of this vision. There are very few individuals in our world who do not seek at some level for their works to be known. Their good works, of course, for we are eager indeed to hide and to conceal those things which betray our often truer, far less virtuous character. And this was true also in St. John's day in Constantinople, as it has been true of humanity in nearly every generation. St. John, in the wisdom that God gave him as so great a preacher of the faith, knew that to speak to his hearers of a complete renunciation of this desire would be too lofty for them to have any practical use of it. Were he to stand in the church and to say that which perhaps is the highest, were he to say, "You must never have any deed that thou doest ever be seen, nor have any desire for it," though this would indeed be angelically virtuous, St. John knew that practically speaking, it had little power to help change the hearts of his hearers. Instead, he speaks to them in the paradigm that they already understand. And he says to them, "If you truly desire your works to be seen, do not be caught up in the foolishness of this world, where at most they will be seen by 5 or 10 or 20, or at most, let us say, 100. In our own modern world, that number might go up, but we are still speaking of a rather limited population. God has the power, St. John tells his hearers, to make your good deeds known in the presence of the whole universe. God himself will proclaim thee, we heard him say, in the presence of the whole universe. If we but hide our deeds in this life, then God who sees in secret shall reward thee openly. St. John, in his condescension, in his love for the weakness of his flock, inspires them to have their deeds seen in the right way, not in this world with its fleeting sense of glory and good, but to hide our deeds in this life, that in the kingdom to come it will be the voice of God who proclaims them to all the world. Are we then to suggest, are we to believe, to draw out of this sermon, or from the words of the gospel itself, that we are seeking ultimately some vainglorious end, that rather than glory now we are seeking it later? This is not really what St. John is saying. Behind his words, there is the confession of the universal voice of creation singing the glory of God. The paradox of hiding our good deeds that they may be openly proclaimed by Christ in the kingdom is that when we so learn to act in this way, the goodness that we are hiding is no longer vainglorious self-adulation. The goodness that we bury within our heart is an openness of love for God himself, is a selfless love of creation, of our brethren. And this, proclaimed to every corner of the universe, will not be our own private glory that the Lord makes known, but should we attain his kingdom, will be the common voice of all creation, of heaven and earth, singing aloud the glory of God. If we hide our good deeds, if we bury them in our heart, if we seek not the glory of men in this age, then we will have spoken in the presence of all creation that one good which will be the song of all creation, of which we shall have attained our portion. St. John demonstrates in his homily his gift as a preacher to turn around the worldly expectation, to preach the gospel in a manner that his hearers could receive and could act upon, and yet at the same time, as if by secret, to instill in their heart a deeper truth, to guide them by reorientating their desire for glory and recognition into lives of true selflessness that unite their hearts to the self-sacrificing glory of God. May his words touch us also. May you and I, each of us, in this world filled with its vanities, in this world where we are all, each one of us, tempted by the struggles, the passions of vainglory, may we learn to hide our goodness within, not to seek recognition, but to do the will of God quietly, meekly, not seeking our own glory, knowing that one day we will not have our glory manifest, but instead have our hearts united to the glory of all the cosmos.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.